If you're just tuning in, it is Skagway Panthers versus Gustavus Foxes in the first game of the regional tournament, Division 1A, here in Sitka. All the teams from the region are here to play in this big old tournament, double elimination style tournament. It goes all week long. Championship game is going to be on Saturday night. The Foxes have the ball. Quick shot put up by Patrick. Rebound comes down to Colton Belisle, and Colton's pushed by Jordan Wagner, and that's going to be a foul on Wagner. Skagway will have the ball underneath their own basket. 34-6 is the score here early in the second half of play. And Skagway's got to find more open looks for Colton Belisle, and Ackerman has to get a few shots. Alex Ackerman now has the ball stripped away from him on the right-hand side of the court, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay in Skagway possession, though. And that's another thing Skagway's got to consider is being more or valuing the basketball more. They've been throwing a lot of errant passes, not just missing shots, but throwing the ball away a lot. And Ackerman now has the ball, and his shot no good. But Wyatt Belisle right there for the rebound, his shot up. And neither of those shots drew any iron, but the ball goes back over to Gus Davis. At least they were shots and not just turnovers, so that's good. Danny Brady now with a little bit of ball pressure slaps the ball away, but Gus Davis recovers, and it is Ewing with the ball. Gets it over to Christofferson. His 8-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Colton Belisle, gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt wants to work it back over to Colton. Injury report, not much of an update on the status of Wyatt Belisle. He's able to move around out there, but not too well. Quick shot now by Colton Belisle, no good. Ackerman there for the rebound. His shot attempt blocked, and it is Gus Davis basketball. They come down with it. It's Patrick racing up into the forecourt. He kind of falls down in the key and rebound, or not rebound, but the ball is recovered by the Foxes. And Gus Davis now has it over on the left-hand side. We got a travel. That was a ball fake and a nice move, I thought, by Jonah Patrick. But they called him for a travel. Looks like he switched pivot feet after that ball fake. Some officials will just call it if you ball fake and then move, but some others will actually look at the pivot foot. This official called it pretty quick. Colton Belisle now has the ball on the left-hand side, gets it up top to Micah Cook. Micah Cook wants to work it down low to Danny Brady. Danny Brady, one-on-one, throws a little bit of a forearm, gets off a shot, just missed it, gets his own rebound, puts up another shot, misses that one, and now Ackerman has it, misses his shot. Skagway point-blank range with three real tight close-in shots, unable to get the ball in the basket. But it will remain Skagway basketball, 6:15 to go, 34-6. Still the score. Same score as we had going into halftime. Colton Belisle needs to inbound the ball and throws the ball away. Strong defense by Gus Davis. Length of the court layup up and in by Jordan Wagner. And Skagway not back on defense quick enough after the turnover. So Gus Davis capitalizes, and Skagway's got the ball again. Colton Belisle over on the right-hand side. Works off a pick by Danny Brady. Wants to get it down low instead. Gets it up top to Micah Cook. Back over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle, again, wants to work it low instead. Up over on the wing to Ackerman. Gets it down low to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt Belisle, a jump shot up and good. Another bucket by the hobbled Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt just seems to be in the right place at the right time. And he's got the touch working for him today. That's 4 points now for Wyatt. And quickly, Gus Davis brings the ball up the court. They find a low post opportunity, and the bucket's not going to count, but Noah Ewing will be going to the line to shoot two for Gus Davis. 36-8 now the score, and still it is the Belisle show as far as the scoring goes for Skagway. First shot up and good for Ewing. 37-8 now the score. The ball, his second shot is up and out of his hands. Second shot is also good. Ewing steps up and knocks down a couple of the free throws for Gus Davis. And it's Skagway basketball. Colton Belisle's going to work it over the left-hand side. He's got a little bit of a lane, puts up a jump shot. It's blocked partially, and rebound comes down to Jordan Wagner, length of the court, all the way up to Ewing. His shot no good, but he slaps the ball away from Colton Belisle. And it looks like it's going to be ruled out of bounds off of Noah Ewing, and it will be Skagway basketball. pretty interesting little scrum down low. It looked like Colton Belisle kind of shoved Wyatt Belisle out of the way, but you don't get a foul call if you're fouling your old teammate. So it worked out just fine. Colton has it now up at the top of the key to Cook. Back over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle wants to kind of get something working here. Picks up his dribble. Alex Ackerman is open on the left-hand side. He dribbles, drives into the lane. Turnaround hook shot, no good. Right there for the rebound is Wyatt Belisle. His shot, no good. Another shot opportunity for Belisle. Up and good. Another one for Wyatt Belisle. That's six now for Wyatt, and 38-10 is the score. Gus Davis up over Skagway. Skagway with a pressure after the ball. Oh, boy, a behind-the-back pass from Jordan Wagner. But Skagway starts off with that full-court pressure on a make. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Wagner, up, good. But it's going to be waved off. The officials saw something on the floor. We're going to have a foul call, and it looks like it's going to go against Jordan Wagner. That's how we got open for that putback opportunity. Skagway basketball now 38-10, 4:25. Skagway going right to left across your radio. And the Gus Davis Foxes will be going left to right. Now Colton Belisle works it over into the right corner. His jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Christofferson. He takes it the length of the court. His shot up, no good, but a foul will be called, and he will go to the line to shoot two. The score, 4:10 left to go here in the third quarter. It will be Jonah Patrick at the line for Gus Davis. His first shot is up and no good. And he can smile about the missed free throw now because they've got a 28-point lead with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Later on in the tournament, a missed free throw could mean a lot more. But at this point, second shot up and good. Gus Davis has a pretty nice cushion up over Skagway here in the second half. Colton Belisle now has it for Skagway. He's going to work it over to the right-hand side. Now back up top. Passes over to Alex Ackerman. Ackerman wants to drive into the lane. And he takes a jump shot up. Oh, just no good by Ackerman. Ackerman hustling back on defense as Gus Davis wants to leak out and get quick fast break opportunities. Into the lane quickly is Christofferson. His shot no good. Ackerman there fights for the rebound, pulls it down. Nice rebound by Alex Ackerman. Gets the ball over into the hands of Colton Belisle. And Colton crosses over the half-court line. Skagway's running some V-cuts, trying to get somebody open. Picks not really being set there or being utilized when they are set. So there's a pick as Colton works it back over to the right side. He's just kind of working the ball left to right across the top of the key. But the defense is pretty staunch. Ackerman now has the ball. Works it up to the elbow area to Danny Brady. Danny Brady is fouled on the catch. It's not going to be a shooting foul, as there are two team fouls now on Gus Davis. And we've got a substitution for Gus Davis. Clayton Hammond's coming back in for Nick Cunot. Cunot, the only senior on the floor this morning. And Colton Belisle in down the ball for Skagway. Colton kind of lobs it up, and the ball is tipped away, but Colton comes in to try and recover, unable to do so. Ball is out of bounds off of Skagway. And there was nobody really open on that one, so Colton tried to force the action on the inbounds pass, and it was just not to be. It is Gus Davis basketball. Up at the top is Christofferson. He tries to pass it over on the left-hand side to Patrick. Patrick wants to work into the interior. He goes into the key, tries a little scoop pass. It was thrown right back into his hands, tries a jump shot. It was blocked right back into his hands, and he has it at the top of the key. And he gets the ball over on the side to Ewing. Ewing works it over to Hammonds. Hammonds' jump shot, no good. Ewing diving out of bounds, saves it, but it goes right to Skagway. And Micah Cook comes up with that one. Colton Belisle now has the ball, and he crosses over the half-court area. He's kind of just working that back and forth across the top of the key. Gets it on the left to Ackerman. Ackerman looks at a jump shot, doesn't take it. Gets it back over to Colton Belisle. Colton gets it over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady, down on the baseline to Ackerman. Ackerman with a dribble drive, up, no good with a shot. Gets his own rebound, and he is fouled. No, they're going to call a jump ball, and that will remain Skagway basketball. Nice little up and under from Alex Ackerman, unable to make the jumper. Ackerman's shots are just missing. If he's connecting, Skagway's in much better shape, but Ackerman has the ball now with the elbow extended. His jump shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Gus Davis. And it is Wagner up into the forecourt. Gets it to Kristofferson. Back over on the right-hand side to Patrick. Patrick dribbles into the lane. Takes a jump shot. It's blocked by Cook. Rebound comes down to Gus Davis. And is Kristofferson at the top of the key. Works it over to Hammonds. Back over to Kristofferson. And on the left-hand side, it's Patrick. His jump shot off glass. No good. Micah Cook there for the rebound. Although he was a little sloppy with the outlet pass, and it's stolen away by Jordan Wagner, who takes the ball away and lays it up and in. And you got to watch out for those outlet passes because Gus Davis has quick hands down low, and they are not just getting back on defense. They are working to try and steal the ball from Skagway on any rebound situation. Danny Brady has it now for Skagway on the right side, elbow extended back up top to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle with the ball up at the top of the key, gets it over on the left to Ackerman. Ackerman working against the 2-3 zone, gets it back to Colton. Colton works over on the right-hand side, tries to get the ball to Danny Brady, but instead it's a turnover, and Alex Ackerman is going to be called for the foul on the floor as he was in there trying to poke that ball free after the turnover, unable to do it, and it will be Gus Davis basketball. 41-10 the score, 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Skagway trailing the Gus Davis Foxes by 31. It's quick math by this announcer. Quick shot by Gus Davis. Up, no good. Rebound opportunity now in the hands of Wyatt Belisle. And the jump ball is going to be called. Now, Skagway is going to be awarded the ball again? No, I didn't think so. That's going to be Gus Davis basketball underneath the Skagway hoop. It's Noah Ewing set to inbound the ball. And quickly in to the wide open Jordan Wagner, but his shot up and no good. Skagway comes down with the ball and turns right back over to Gus Davis. He didn't even get over half court on that one. So Gus Davis has the basketball, and it is Jordan Wagner with a power dribble into the lane. The right-handed hook shot is contested. It didn't go in, but he will go to the line shooting two. That's another foul call on Alex Ackerman. First shot up and good from Jordan Wagner. Jordan Wagner having a nice game here this morning against Skagway. If things continue as is, these kids from Gus Davis will play again this evening. Second shot up by Wagner, no good. A rebound comes down to Danny Brady over in the corner. Over half court is Colton Belisle with the ball. Back over to Brady. Brady back over to Belisle. Belisle not really a threat here out at the half-court circle, but gets the ball on the left-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady works it into the interior. His shot blocked right back into his face by Wagner. Wagner is the recipient of a beautiful dish from Ewing, and that layup is going to be good right before the buzzer. So a nice play by the Foxes as they continue their domination over Skagway here this morning. 44-10. Is the score after three periods of play. A couple of bright spots for Skagway, Colton and Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt Belisle hobbled with a knee injury, hyperextended his knee during practice earlier this week. It was a little touch and go whether he was going to be able to play at all, but he's come out and given a game performance by for the Skagway Panthers. Pretty hobbled. That one knee doesn't seem to be bending at all. He's got a brace on it. It must be a pretty thick brace. But he's out there working his way up and down the court, and he's in the right place at the right time. I like him as an interior post player. He's kind of got a nose for the ball around the rim. And it's by necessity that he's down there. He's been a wing player most of the season. Coach Ken Fielding realized that he wasn't going to be very effective out on the wing, and Wyatt has been very effective down low for Ken Fielding. So maybe that's a little sign for the future for Coach Fielding and the Skagway Panther boys. Colton Belisle also contributing with four, but Wyatt now is the leading scorer, an eighth grader for Skagway, leading the charge in scoring for Skagway Panthers. Nice, nice.